From Storyflow Daily, the day's top 10, June 12th. From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 12th. Here are the 10 most trending stories from the last day across the open web. Let's get into it. First, from Heather Delaney Reese. Trump says, "I love the inflation," as families struggle to afford groceries. Former President Donald Trump sparked controversy after a recent interview in which he expressed enthusiasm for the current inflationary environment, a stance that has drawn sharp criticism as grocery prices climb for many American families. He argued that rising prices signal a strong economy and that consumers will ultimately benefit from higher wages and increased purchasing power, a view that clashes with the lived experience of households struggling to stretch limited budgets. Economists warned that the rhetoric ignores the reality that inflation is eroding real incomes, especially for low and middle-income earners who spend a larger share of their earnings on food and essentials. Recent data show grocery prices have risen at their fastest pace in a decade, pushing food insecurity rates higher and prompting calls for targeted relief measures. Consumer sentiment surveys indicate growing anxiety about the ability to afford basic necessities, with many respondents citing grocery costs as a primary concern. Political opponents seized on Trump's comments, framing them as tone-deaf and out of touch with ordinary Americans. Critics highlighted the disconnect between his optimistic portrayal of inflation and the tightening financial squeeze on families, suggesting the remarks could backfire for the Republican Party ahead of upcoming midterm elections. Some analysts speculated that the statement might be an attempt to rally his base by portraying inflation as a sign of economic vigor, even as broader public opinion turns increasingly negative toward rising prices. The episode underscores a broader debate over how policymakers and public figures address inflation's impact on everyday life. While some argue that temporary price spikes are a normal part of a growing economy, others contend that sustained high inflation demands concrete policy action to protect vulnerable consumers. As the cost of groceries continues to rise, the conversation is likely to remain a focal point in the political and economic discourse leading into the next election cycle. Next, second, from ARS Technica Science. Did Iron Age Britons remove brains of the dead? Archaeologists have long struggled to piece together Iron Age burial customs in Britain because few skeletons survive, but the damp climate of northwest Scotland preserves bone better than most of the island. A recent study of a burial cairn at Loch Boralee, uncovered after erosion exposed a skull in 2000, offers fresh insight. The site contained the remains of two people, an adult woman and a younger individual whose sex could not be determined. Both dated to between 50 BCE and 70 CE through radiocarbon analysis of molar teeth. Detailed osteological, isotopic, and ancient DNA testing revealed that the younger person's cranium had been deliberately altered after death. The researchers identified a clean break at the base of the skull that does not match typical trauma patterns from accidents or violence, suggesting a targeted impact possibly intended to open the head. Similar perimortem fractures were found on both scapulae, hinting at a ritualized handling of the body. Perhaps the most striking find is evidence that the brain was removed post-mortem. The break appears to have been made while soft tissue was still present, allowing the brain to be extracted. This aligns with earlier hints of Iron Age mummification practices in the region, where bodies were sometimes treated to preserve or display them. The study also noted that several limb bones had been sharpened, likely repurposed as tools or decorative items. Such modification of human bones for functional use is rare but has been recorded elsewhere in prehistoric Europe, suggesting a symbolic or practical role for the dead's remains within the community. Together, these observations paint a picture of a complex funerary ritual in Iron Age Scotland that involved deliberate skull opening, brain removal, and the transformation of bones into implements, practices far more elaborate than previously documented for the period. Up next, third, from Ars Technica. Did Iron Age Britons remove brains of the dead?